Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
26 persons from St. Lucia, Dominica and Guyana are the beneficiaries of a study tour to look at Irish potato, onion and sweet potato production in Jamaica. Stay with us to hear more on today's program and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
26 persons from St. Lucia, Dominica and Guyana were engaged in a study tour on the island to look at Irish potato, onion and sweet potato production thanks to the promotion of regional opportunities for produce through Enterprise and Linkages Propel Initiative. Under the program, 5 Caribbean countries have been targeted to support economic growth in the region through increased sales of fresh produce by small-scale local producers to high-value markets.
On this study tour, what I've come to appreciate, the thoroughness of land preparation here. What also I really appreciate is the fact that government took on a policy to facilitate sale of the produce. And they also, the traders, they have agreed in principle to come on board and to hold back imports to give the farmers a fighting chance, understanding that this is an opportunity to provide livelihoods for farmers.
Chief of Extension Advisory Services, Ministry of Agriculture in St. Lucia, Kemwell Jean-Baptiste.
We've been able to realize that the farmers here are very successful at what they're doing with the Irish potatoes. And they were able to share with us a lot of their techniques and best practices all the way from planting and right up until the shelves that we can see the finished product.
Greenhouse, aquaponic, livestock and bee farmer from St. Lucia, Dr. Crystal Cox. The initiative, which is managed by the World University Science of Canada, is being implemented in Barbados, Dominica, Guyana, St. Lucia, and Jamaica.
We are encouraged by the support, and we're looking forward to continuing the work with Canada in building out the sector and ensuring that across the region, as they have targeted, there's not only self-sufficiency in a lot of these, but hopefully expansion in trade in these and other areas as they provide that assistance.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dermot Spence. The markets comprise regional grocery chains, hotels, restaurants, cruise lines, airlines, as well as exporters and importers.
We have been to youth farmers, female farmers, large producers, small producers, and we have been to many of our stakeholders, the RADA, the Ministry of Agriculture, Evergrow Farm and Garden Supply hosted the group and expounded on plant nutrition and, you know, plant health on a whole. The SRC is gearing up to help us to produce local production of Irish potatoes in terms of producing the planting material in tissue culture labs and making microtubers available to farmers.
Agricultural Coordinator Propel Project with responsibility for St. Lucia, Dominica and Guyana, Alvin Murray. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you get a hole at the blade, careful or you're dry. Translation: if you get a hold of the blade, be careful how you use it. And this means proceed cautiously in a dangerous situation.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for Zika V. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from Zika V. Keep your surroundings mosquito free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.